I once had to do a phone-in on television for students for studying exams. I was giving them tips. It was live on a television program. And the TV company faxed me the periodic table of all the elements from hydrogen right up to unananium, element number 110. Well, I got the fax rather late, got in a taxi, got in the plane at Heathrow, and by the time I arrived at Liverpool, I got that information in my head. But they also wanted me to memorize the atomic weights, like hydrogen is 1.00797. And the way I did it was, I prepared a journey with 110 stages, and I just imagined seeing each element as a key image. So if I was asked, for instance, what the number 36 was, the element, I'd say it was krypton. And the weight was 83.80. Or bismuth, element number 83, I could say, yeah, that's Bi, the symbol, and it's 208.98. Now, this may sound impressive, but I've got a trained memory. I'm equipped to do this. And so can you be. Again, speed comes with practice. Always use the three ingredients: association, location, imagination. Let's simplify chemistry a bit. Let's take the symbol for tin, which is SN. How would you find a connection between tin and SN? Well, I think of the cartoon character Tintin, who had a dog Snowy. See, if you allow it, your mind can find a connection. The symbol for lead is PB. Well, I think of a lead-weighted plumb line. Actually, the Latin for lead is plumbum. All right, and gold, the symbol is AU. Well, I think that gold has got a certain aura about it. Now, how about mercury? That symbol is HG. Again, if you look for a connection, you'll find it. I think of HG Wells when I hear AG. How would you connect that to mercury? Well, just imagine the well being contaminated with mercury. HG Mercury.